I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Penn State edge rusher Abdul Carter had breakfast Sunday in State College with Giants head coach Brian Daboll. Carter is now scheduled to visit the Giants on Thursday in New Jersey. Figures to be a top three pick. Obviously, the Giants picking third. Then Art Stapleton quote tweeted that or quote posted that and said, Giants will have a wave of visits between now and Wednesday. We always anticipated that Abdul Carter would be among the visitors. But then this was, to me, a more definitive statement. If Cleveland doesn't take him, he'll more than likely be a Giant. So that means that even if Shedeur Sanders were there, Art Stapleton believes, because we think Cam Ward's going one, that if Shador's there and Abdul Carter's there, that Abdul Carter is going to be the pick and not Shedeur Sanders, which is something I did not think would happen, but there's a lot of momentum building towards that, and you do have to pay attention to the betting markets on these things. That's something, not something you could bet on in New York on FanDuel Sportsbook because of the rules and things that are chosen by human beings can't be bet on in the state of New York. You can do it in other places. You can do it in New Jersey, but you know, a draft pick or an MVP vote or things like that, you can't bet on in New York, so I can't necessarily see the odds on my FanDuel Sportsbook app. But if you look in other places on the internet where you can bet it, now the betting favorite for Shedeur Sanders, the team that is most likely, according to the books, to get Shedeur Sanders is the New Orleans Saints. So those two things yesterday I thought were significant. As we mentioned before, some of these things that we hear you have to take with a grain of salt, not all of them. It seems, you know, looking at the guys who cover the team day in and day out and have the relationships, you know, within the building, you really got to look through what they're saying to find out what's going on. And if you go all the way back to February 26th, Art Stapleton has a post and an article that he has pinned to his profile.
Okay.
And it says, Giants need a franchise quarterback. Abdul Carter says winning teams need a franchise pass rusher. So could the Penn State star convince Big Blue to go with him instead? He'll get his opportunity, telling me he's already met with the Giants here. He's got that still pinned over a month later.
Yeah.
So it seems to me that he's basically telling us without telling us that Abdul Carter's there, that's their guy.
And basically what you're also hearing is that, you know, people just, they don't want to deal with Shedeur Sanders. It's not that he can't play in this league. I do believe he will be a success in this league only because he believes so much in himself. And I think that's the first hurdle you got to get over. I don't think there's any lack of confidence. I think he's got more than enough arm strength. He's your quintessential pocket passer. So all of that stuff, I will say, that it's positive for him. He's just not an explosive player. He's not like a 6'5", you know, he's got a howitzer for an arm, runs with the ball and makes secondary plays. That's just not who he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, your boy Mel Kiper likes him more than Cam Ward, and I don't think he's doing that just to get attention. I mean, he's a guy who is going to say what he believes and put his neck out there. for him. But I don't necessarily know if it's that they don't want to deal with Shedeur Sanders as much as they maybe don't think his talent is worthy of a top five pick. Maybe that's what it is.
I'll go back to what I said way back when. If these quarterbacks in last year's draft, they would have been drafted, past all the guys, after all the guys that had already gone. You know, it's just that you have three teams at the top of the draft that need some sort of quarterback answer for the foreseeable future. And I don't think they're all sold, even though Cam Ward is explosive and he is a good athlete and he sounds like he's a really good kid and he sounds like he's a really good leader. And the Tennessee Titans have been trying to, figure out who their quarterback is since Steve McNair left. So I it makes sense to me. That one makes sense to me. But, if the Browns don't take a quarterback, what are they doing?
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What are the Giants doing if they don't take a quarterback?
Well,
I
know what the Giants are doing. They have Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and Tommy DeVito here. That doesn't mean that they're not going to take one of these other quarterbacks later in the first round if they could draft or trade back up in the first round. Maybe Cleveland will trade back up in the first round and they'll draft one of these other younger quarterbacks, whether it be Tyler Shuck or whether it be Jackson Dart or whether it be Jalen Milroe or whoever. Kyle McCord, maybe they will draft one of those guys. I got to believe both of those teams will be drafting one of those young kids.
Yeah, I mean, I know we talk so much about the top of the draft and busts there and all of that. I mean, if you take a guy second round, third round, chances are you also don't think that guy's going to be your franchise quarterback. If you have evaluated all of the quarterbacks, and I'm sure that, I don't think that they'd have Jackson Dart or Tyler Shuck or any of these guys ahead of Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. If you evaluate all those guys and were like, all right, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders are better than these guys. We don't like Shedeur enough to take them with number three. But now we're going to bring in Jackson Dart or Tyler Shuck down here and then hope that maybe he could be the franchise quarterback. You're just wasting a pick. You're wasting a pick.
I will say this, that Tyler Shuck has all the attributes physically that I'm sure Brian Daboll is enamored with. Now, and, you know, he's had some injuries. He's older. He seems to be past all those injuries. That's why he was able to make it through the entire season with Louisville. So could I see the Giants going after him later on because of his physical attributes? Sure. I could definitely see that.
Okay. Yeah,
I think the Giants are passing now. Like, I go back and forth, vacillating back and forth of all this, and I think the Giants have done a really good job of kind of camouflaging what they're doing. There really hasn't been a leak at all. And I think if you follow Art Stapleton, who's got his ear to the ground in regards to the Giants, there's like a caveat word that's being used. And that caveat word is like, seems like, looks to be, you know, that those kind of words. Like,
well, he said most likely.
Yeah, I mean, most likely is another one of those words. It's John Heyman's words in the offseason.
Yeah,
baseball.
But I mean, you know, maybe, you know, seems to be, I don't know, most likely to me is if the is a bigger one.
I mean, I still say most Giant fans, if Abdul Carter is there, they're going to want him. They're going to want him, you know, and I keep telling you the other one, if the Jets or the Giants decided to take Mason Graham out of Michigan, I'd be good with that too.
Yeah, I just don't know where the Giants are going to find the future of that position. And now, like, I know it's a big if, but if Cam Ward ends up having a good rookie season or shows something like, you know, the other three quarterbacks last year did, I mean, that is just unbelievable. The Giants, 2 years in a row, won meaningless games, one with Tommy DeVito and two against an Indianapolis team that I've never seen play so bad in my life. To knock them out of a spot to draft a franchise quarterback 2 years in a row.
Yeah, unfortunate. But unless they get one of the other guys late that turns out to be something, which is also a very, you know, real thing.
Okay, I mean, but not around here. It's not. I mean, guys like Remember, Kyle Loletta and Christian Hackenberg.
Yeah,
and
I know. I mean, believe me, it's long and illustrious when it comes to the draft being littered with busts. There's no question about that. And, you know, I was thinking like Will Levis down in Tennessee. Like, they've given him every opportunity, and he just can't play a game without making a just colossal error.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that I believe about Shedeur Sanders is the same thing that I believed about Patrick Mahomes. It's what has he been surrounded by his entire life? He's been surrounded by professional athletes his entire life. He's had pressure on him because of his last name his entire life. That's the one thing that I believe that will allow Shedeur Sanders to be a success. That the one other thing that I think that could lead him to be a complete bust could be the mindset of entitlement.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from with that. I don't think they're going to have any of those issues. I really think that the thing I worried about with him is just the actual talent level of playing in the NFL. I do think mentally he's going to be fine. He'll be able to handle it. He has gone through a lot of stuff that, you know, not, you know, every single college kid goes through, with the attention that he's had on him since he was a kid.
Yeah, most kids don't drive my box on campus, that's for sure.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more, and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.